Going back to Oz, we see another here from the Warriors that might yet be scored upon. Josh McCrone down low, wrestling and getting to the grass, yes or no? Green lights for Josh McCrone.
And Josh McCrone done really well to get it down here.
Yeah, the Dragons, they've started like a train, but they've lost their last two. So a couple of injuries to key players as well. Josh McCrone joins us now. G'day, Josh.
How you going, boys?
I think it's your 150th NRL game this weekend.
Yeah, I could have one more train session to get through and then hopefully can lace up there.
Oh, fantastic, mate. When you were a boy in Tamora growing up, did you think you'd get to 150?
Nah, I didn't think I'd get to one, but most people say. But, happy enough to just still be around playing.
Yeah.
Close to Wagga, that. We almost claim you there.
Yeah, it's
in
close.
Tamora.
Oh, Wagga are good at that.
But you're a Tamora boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, things have been really good. You must be really pleased with the way things have unfolded for yourself at the Dragons.
Definitely. I think the club's taken a huge step in the right direction this year in a few different areas. But I'm really excited to be part of the club and the direction we're going, yeah.
The two losses, does it concern you? I suppose the more concerning thing is not having Widdop now, Josh. Dugan is out, mate. They're hard players to replace.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've learned a couple of good lessons over the last couple of weeks with playing without those players, though. Like we sort of put too much emphasis on them not being there.
Yeah.
The players we've got to step up are quality first graders. Kurt Mann was one of our best against the Storm, had a hand in two or three tries. So we've got enough depth there to cover that. But, we're still a weird tough task. But we're happy that the system we've got, that we don't depend on one player. It's more a team focus.
No doubt about that. And your forwards have been superb, Josh, as well, when you think Paul Vaughan, DeBellin and others who have all stood up and got the job done.
Yeah, definitely. Vaughan's career best form. I was lucky enough to play a bit of footy with him in Canberra, and I was surprised when Canberra didn't want him anymore, because obviously I knew what he's capable of, and I'm just happy for him. He's been able to come here and probably not just replicate it, but add to it.
Mate, with your experience, when you lose a playmaker like Widdop, you're more than comfortable with stepping up and taking on the more organising role, the more senior role there in the halves?
Yeah, I think unfortunately it's not the first time it's happened to me.
Yeah.
In my career, chucking the deep end pretty early with Campo going down. So, I've done before, but hopefully with the systems we got this time, we're a bit better prepared at the Dragons.
And it is the Sharkies, mate. It's sort of a local derby for you guys. A lot of interest in it. How do you view the Sharks at the moment?
Oh, they're last year's premier, so they're one of the marquee teams at the moment. There's no doubt about that. But I think all form lines are sort of thrown out the window with this game, as we sort of witnessed last year when the Dragons weren't going too good and were able to overroll them late in the year. So being the derby, it's just roll up the sleeves and get into it.
Yeah, and there's always plenty of feeling in these matches. I know, you're more a Canberra boy in a way, but there's always, throughout the years, been plenty of feeling between the Dragons and also the Cronulla Sharkies.
Definitely, sort of. They're wedged in between us, like geographically, so we're... And they were happy enough to claim the Big Brother tag at the start of the year, and we got to knock them off one, so we're pretty keen to beat them again.
And, mate, obviously, confidence-wise, the club, it's so different from last year. What do you think's been the major difference?
I think Mary and the coaching staff have just empowered the players a lot more just to play the footy they see, just relax and be football players again. So our big boys are rumbling forward. They're doing what they do best, and it's the halves and the outside backs. I think Tim Laffey especially is having a career year too. He's been pretty good for setting up tries. So everyone's just relaxing and playing some footy, and that's when you're at your best.
And Josh, just with the current climate and all the talk about drugs in sport, I'm sure every player's disappointed, those that don't get involved in it. But from a club perspective, with the last week, do you get called in and reminded of what you shouldn't do?
We haven't so much... as a club, it has been, we have talked about it as a playing group.
Yeah.
It's a bit disappointing, especially with the CBA and everything we're trying to push for there, and for individuals, for minority to recognize, well, to damage everything we're trying to do. Mm. It's really disappointing from a personal perspective, but I suppose it just really highlights that it's not even worth dabbling in. It's not even worth going anywhere near.
Just on that point, Josh, and you've been around for quite some time, do you think players sort of get the idea. I'm not just talking about illicit substances, but the damage that, say, bad behaviour can actually do to yourself, your family, your club, then your code, and you know, that knock-on effect it actually has. Do you think that message is gets through?
To be honest, I don't think so. Especially for the younger groups of these boys that have come through the 20 system that have sort of always been in the spotlight, haven't really had to play too much reserve grade, so hasn't really had the dent in the ego before being dropped back to reserve grade or playing in front of 200 people. They've always been playing at NRL grounds and sort of a bit bulletproof, I suppose. So
yeah, it's a good point.
It's an excellent point. And mate, you could lecture them a bit on some hardship about, you know, being at that pointy end, then copping a couple of knocks and dusting yourself back off and getting back up and going again.
Yeah, I'll just say I was lucky enough to have, for that to happen in my career, so I can be where I am today. So, yeah.
Okay. And mate, where are you next year?
Don't know yet.
Yeah.
Hopefully somewhere on a footy field.
Yeah. So you're 30, but you're obviously nearly in career best form, mate. You're keen to push on because obviously Ben Hunt coming there to the Dragons.
Yeah. So he's on early in the year, but my body's feeling as good as it ever has, and touch wood, I've had an injury for a very long time now, so I'm happy enough as long as my body's still willing to play for as long as I can. Yeah,
absolutely, mate. We'll keep up the great work and good luck on Friday night. It'll be an exciting match.
Yeah, too easy. Thanks, boys.
Well done. It's 150 for Josh McCrone, and he said, I've just got to get through one training session. I'll be out there. He'll be fine. Dragons, $3. And $1.40 favourite. So the Sharks kickoff will be 6 p.m. on Friday night.